morning we're learning Chayodim, Hilchasitzis, and we're holding a Klal Yud Aleph, Simen Lamed Hey. We're holding about halfway through the Klal, the Simen, where he's going to now differentiate between a Talis Katan and a Talis Gadol. So the Chayodim's opinion is that removing a Klal, a Talis Gadol, since you have clothing on underneath and you're not taking off your clothing to get to it, you're not getting undressed in public, is considered a Ganai Katan. And a Ganai Katan, in a situation where, even although he's doing the Vera B'Shev Al Tasa, he's not getting up and doing the mitzvah, he's sitting passively, as opposed to actively being over the Vera, like the case of wearing climb. In case of a Ganai Katan, a person still does not have a heter to not do the mitzvah because of the embarrassment. This embarrassment is not a heter not to do his responsibility, he must take off the garment. What about a dafka b'katalas gadol? One more point, I'm sorry, I want to point out the Mishmur does bring a chronim that say that even taking off a talas gadol is considered a ganai gadol. Not wearing it is not such a ganai, but the act of taking it off in the middle of the shul, etc., would be embarrassing for the person. If he would actually be embarrassed, he would be allowed to sit there and not wear it without the sitters until he can get to a situation where doesn't have that problem. So that's the argument that they have against the Chayonim, but the Chayonim holds that it's not such a ganai to remove the talus, and that doesn't have a heter when the person could do the mitzvah of putting in tzitzis. Medafka talus gadol shena ganai kol kach hapshita. Taking off the garment is not such an embarrassment. Avol nifsek tzitzis mitalus katan, v'ube beisa knetzis o b'rishus rabim. If the tzitzis were pulled off a person's talis katan, and he's in shul, or he's in the street, so how do you get your talis katan? You have to take off your shirt, or untuck your, something of that sort. To get to his talis katan, it's very embarrassing. Looks like he's getting undressed in public. So that's a ganai gadol. Well, okay. Said, and Shabbos, we said before, even by the you can't put in tzitzit, so there's obviously you would not have to do anything about that. You would have the problem of carrying tzitzit on Shabbos, which we'll talk about that. But what about a weekday? V'cheini b'chol, tzarech lamar leilach l'beisoy, l'bayis shalifnei beisoy k'nesis v'afshiteno. So we're not going to make you take it off publicly. We are going to require it to you to get to the nearest possible place where it would be possible for the person to take it off. So he either goes back to his home quickly, or he goes to a house near the shul, if he feels comfortable stopping there and removing the tzitzis, he would be mechuyev to do that. But yeah, she said on there, he would take off his clothing that he needs to take off to get to the talis katan, and take off the talis katan. And Shabbos, however, a person, assuming that there's no problem with carrying, a person would not need to run to his home because he can't put his tzitzis anyway. That's what we saw at the beginning of this siman. Now, what about a situation where that happened on Shabbos where there's no Erev, and now he has the problem which we saw before, that he's carrying the other tzitzis, the remaining ones, which are no longer functional to fulfill the mitzvah, because the four sets of tzitzis in the four corners are ma'akev each other. So because of Kavod HaBrias, he can't do an even Kavod HaBrias, which is gadol, which is great, he can't do an aver because of it. So the same way we say if a person would be bearing a bagat of klayim, even though he's barabim, he would have to remove it. So in Shabbos also, he would have that issue that he cannot continue going with that, wearing that beged and being over the bear of carrying on Shabbos. There are some more details in the scenarios where it maybe would be better for him to run back to where he came from, because the malacha requires different parts. He's not doing the malacha yet until he stops. So the best thing would be for the person to, in that scenario where he's had left the home and has not stopped, so there's no malach of carrying as long as he doesn't stop right now. So he should run back to where he came from if he's able to do that without having to wait to get inside. So there'll be no moment of him standing outside, stopping outside, and then that's considered a halacha as if he put the garment down. Taking the garment off while he's moving would theoretically be an etzo. The problem is, what do you do with the garment now that you have it in your hand? You can't continue carrying it. You have to move around within the area of the Dalai Lamas that a person is allowed to move. He would have to move around. And then the question is, what could he do? If he puts the bag down, that'll be an act of halacha. He's putting it down, which would be a problem. So what he has to do is to drop it with a shinui. In some way, do an act of doing it differently than normal to drop it, and he will not be over the veira of putting it, doing the hanocha part of the hitzah on Shabbos. Okay, have a good morning, and we'll finish the rest of the siman tomorrow.